My friends, obviously you can hear it's a little bit of a different tune in Tuesday today. I'm actually recording / documenting as I go. I'm actually at JFK Airport, have been here since 6:45 a.m. around the time that it required me to get up at a really, really silly hour in the morning. Been here ever since that time because our flight has been delayed since the morning due to the very terrible weather in Chicago. What's happened is it was delayed till 10:30, then to 2 p.m., then to 1:30, then to 3:42, then to 5:30, then to 7:49, and I think the last update we got as of 4:45 today is that we would be flying out at 9:40 at night. So it's been a long day at the airport, but it's got me thinking about just how when things happen in our life, when things don't go to plan, whether you actually have a choice in how you respond to that. You can either be unhappy, you can either be cross, you can be ungrateful, or you can actually be like, okay, I'm not complaining and I'm just going to carry on. And I've taken that attitude today because even though we've been here for how many hours now, nearly 10 hours, I've taken the attitude of, you know what, I probably wasn't supposed to be on that flight. That's cool. And I'm not going to complain about it. There was even a time, I remember I almost missed a flight back to Australia, but I was so chill because I was like, I'm not supposed to be on that plane. I'm supposed to catch another one. Okay, I might lose money, but I wasn't supposed to be on that plane for whatever reason. Maybe I wasn't supposed to sit next to a particular person on that flight and I was supposed to sit next to someone else because they were going to tell me a story that was life-changing. And today I'm really, really grateful because the whole day, even though I've been at the airport, I've been able to get a lot of work done. I've been able to bond with a close friend of mine who's also a team member of mine as well. And, you know, we've learned to kind of fly off the cuff with all the updates that we've been getting. So I think when something happens in our life and things don't go to plan, a lot of us can tend to get frustrated because, yes, it's annoying. We were planning to do something and it's not happening, and sometimes there's expectations and there's hopes wrapped around that particular situation. But I think if you can execute some surrender and some gratitude and not complain, you'll find that to cope with the aftermath of something not going the way that you hope it does is actually a lot easier, and it gets easier every time. So on this Tuesday, when things don't work out the way that you hope that they do, or when something suddenly happens that throws you off schedule and really, you know, let's be blunt, stuffs up your whole day, you've got two ways of looking at it. You can be upset about it and complain, or you can look at it from a bright side and just keep on doing. I think that comes from a pure, pure place of gratitude and a pure place of happiness. If you can get to that place of gratitude and happiness, no matter what comes your way, you'll still be centered with those emotions. Have an awesome Tuesday, my friends. I will catch you tomorrow. It's time to party. The Genie Show.
Finding the right foundation is harder than ever. Il Makiage makes it easy to find your perfect match online. No store required. With 50 shades of flawless coverage and over 60,000 five-star reviews, the hype is real. Their online quiz uses AI to find your ideal shade in seconds. And with Try Before You Buy, you can try your full-size shade at home free for 14 days. Take the quiz at ilmakiage.com/quiz. ilmakiage.com/quiz.